My name is State Senator Vincent Hughes, Senator for the 7th Senatorial District. Welcome to Overbrook in West Philadelphia, the historic Overbrook section of the city of Philadelphia. We're here to talk about equality. We're here to talk about fair funding. We're here to talk about we're not waiting any longer. We can wait no longer in terms of making sure that every child has the same opportunity, no matter what their race is, what their income situation is, no matter what their zip code is. Every child should have the same as everyone else. After decades of research, decades of demonstrations and rallies, decades of lawsuits who have been won over and over and over again. It's almost every time we go into court, we're successful. Because the people see, the judicial system sees and understands that the education system in this state, and in fact in this nation, is not equal and is not fair to everybody. But it seems that the voice and letters of 70 fourth grade students here at Cassidy School, here in Overbrook, may have been the ones that's caught national attention. And in fact, the one letter representing all of the students in this school and representing students all across the city and all across the state really is the one that everyone is talking about. And that's the letter from Chelsea, fourth grade Chelsea Mungo. We have copies of these letters. Chelsea's is on top, but they're copies of letters from many of the students here in this school. The letter was written to me. The letters were written to me, and many of these students showed up in Harrisburg on Tuesday. And when I met with them, I said, I'll be at your school on Thursday. When we get out of session, I'll be at your school. And we're here. We're here at Cassidy. We met many of the students. We talked to many of the teachers and the principal. But the story here at Cassidy is something that folks should pay close attention to, that they should understand. Cassidy was built in 1924. That makes it, if my math is correct, about 93 years old. The Philadelphia School District did analysis of every school building in its portfolio. And Cassidy would take $24 million to repair and $32 million to replace. But we toured Cassidy, and it ranks number one in of all of the schools in the city of Philadelphia that need attention, that need work. Number one. So that's why we're here. And it has its problems inside, in spite of a great principal, in spite of great teachers, in spite of great staff, in spite of students who are learning against the odds. It has problems that need to be addressed. And they are clearly the problems that don't exist in far too many schools and school districts across the state. In fact, we can travel less than 2 miles away from where we're standing right now and be in Lower Merion. Lower Merion High School doesn't have problems with water. Lower Merion High School doesn't have problems with potential lead. Lower Merion High School doesn't have the same issues that exist here at Cassidy. And that's why we're here today. There are two separate and distinct education systems in this state, and they are unequal. They're unequal because of race, and they're unequal because of income. Two separate ones, separate and unequal. When in fact, less than 2 miles away from here, they're spending $24,000 per child. But here at Cassidy, it's $14,000 per child. When in Upper Dublin High School, which is in my senatorial district, they're spending $25,000 per child, and in fact, have a brand new $160 million high school. And here in Cassidy, we're just trying to get safe drinking water. Separate and unequal. When it's have smart boards in every classroom in Lower Merion or in Upper Dublin, And when we visited Mrs. Smith's class in 302, room 302, they had a smart board, but it was broken. The one smart board was broken. Two separate and distinct and unequal. That's what we have, and that's what we're here to talk about once again. But we've talked about these things before. We talked about these ideas before. We've won lawsuits on this issue before. We're in court right now on this issue, probably in multiple courts right now on this issue. And we're hoping, we're expecting, we're anticipating victory because the facts are right there in front of us. But in the meantime, while we go through the judicial process, we're here with a solution. And a solution that is real, and it's achievable, and in fact, more important than anything else, it is morally correct and morally responsible thing to do. So there are two components. We're calling our program the Emergency Equal Education Plan. The first deals with the very basic issue of school construction. We want to have schools of the future and create a $5 billion repair, rebuild, and revitalize fund that is targeted at the school districts that have been left out of the funding of education, the school districts that have been locked out of the funding of education in our Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And Cassidy clearly will be one of the schools that gets addressed. The second component deals with academic success. And in our program, we're driving $3.25 billion over a five-year period. All right, so we're going after it, folks. We're not negotiating against ourselves, Hillary. We're going right after what is necessary and what is appropriate for these children. 5 years, $650 million per year, $400 million, $400 million to be driven every year into the Fair Funding Program. Not $100 million, not $200 million, but $400 million. To drive the equality of the funding of education in Pennsylvania up to get to equality. But on top of that, an intensive academic investment program of $250 million a year. Programs like intensive grade level reading and math, class size reduction, community schools, full day kindergarten, college prep and AP classes, and career and technical and education courses. We're going for what is necessary to get to the equality that these children and all of these children in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania deserve to have. So it's two components, an academic success program, all right, and a school construction program. All of this money targeted at schools and school districts that have been locked out and left out for years. So now the question is, well, Senator, how are you gonna pay for it? Because that's always the $1 million, or in this case, the $1 billion question. We're going to use best practice academically. We're going to use the best practices on school construction and infrastructure investment. But we looked over all of the potential dollars that could be available to us in Harrisburg. We looked over all of the taxing options. We looked over all of the money that's being spent and not being spent in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And there is one glaring portion of money that is still not being addressed. One glaring one. And it stands out like as bright as this sun is on us right now. And that's something that we've talked about before. And that's the Marcellus Shale. In July of 2010, we were promised by the Republican leadership that in October, we're going to tax that Marcellus Shale, Governor Rendell. That's what we told. Told Governor Rendell and the legislatures, we're going to go after that tax and we're going to get that money. And Pennsylvania will now be the last state of the Marcellus Shale drilling states that gets taxed. Well, it's 2010 and now it's 2017 and it still has not occurred. So we looked through a lot of the research. We looked through a lot of the data. We looked through a lot of the numbers, and in April of this year, the April 2017 report from the Independent Fiscal Office in Harrisburg, which analyzed all revenue dollars and potential where dollars can come from. It says that a fair, modest tax on Marcellus Shale would deliver to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania 2018-2019 $712 million. In 2019-2020, $755 million. 2021, 2020, 2021, $931 million. In 21-22, $1.5 billion. That is money that is being left on the table right now because they're not taxing. They're not paying their fair share. You look at the businesses in this community, the barbershop, Vincent's Pizza, the businesses in these neighborhoods right here, they're paying their fair share. The Marcellus Shale industry is not. To this day, it's still not paying its fair share. So that's where, to the answer to the question is, that's where the money would come from. It's the Marcellus Shale industry. So we say, industry, pay your fair share. Contribute to the Commonwealth. And don't let it just go into the general fund and get spent on God knows what. But target your investment, your contribution to the community of schools, urban and rural, all across this country, all across this state, that deserve the investment. The kids at Cassidy, who are doing great, could be doing so much more if they had the same investment that the kids in Upper Dublin had. The kids at Overbrook, at Martha Washington, at the Lee School, all right, at the Huey School, the kids all over the city, all over the state, who are not getting the appropriate investment could have so much and could be contributing so much more if they just had equal funding. So we've raised the issue, we've won the court cases, we've rallied, we've demonstrated, but we want to respond directly to Chelsea and the other students here at Cassidy and say, they asked the simple question, why is it that all of the black kids in the schools that they're in don't get the same funding as all of the white kids? Well, we're here to say, Chelsea, we're going to work hard, and we've got a very specific proposal that is not just financially correct, it is morally correct. We stand on the moral argument, but we also stand on the financial argument that an investment in these children winds up being an investment in all of us.